Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
You know, Tuesdays get a bad rap on this show. We don't like Tuesdays a lot of times. It's difficult.
I know.
My boy Dave Hall on Fox 5 complained about it this morning. Called it the armpit of the week.
I was going to say, it's not even just our show. Like, people generally have been like, Tuesdays suck.
Okay. Let me tell you're not wrong. You're not wrong. In a lot of instances, Tuesday is like, all right, let's just get through this. Because you know why? Because Monday, there's at least a little bit of anticipation, you know, if you work a normal Monday through Friday.
Sure.
But also in this town, a lot of people get Monday off. A lot of people, you know, a lot of folks that work down on the strip, that Monday is a weekend day.
Totally.
But then you get into Tuesday, and now you're too far away from the weekend, you know, that just passed. So you don't have that to live off of, and all the anticipation of the new week, that's gone. But you're not, the next weekend is so far.
I know.
At least by tomorrow you can go, hey, I could see it from here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's a weekend I smell.
Tasting it, feeling it, loving it.
But Tuesday, you just got to kind of get through it. Except for today.
Okay.
I've got three things that you're going to like about this. Number one, 16 days till Toy Drive. Toy Drive starts in 16 days. Thanksgiving is next week, kids. It's time. It's go time all the way around. 16 days till Toy Drive.
Unreal.
B, sunrise this morning is spectacular. We got a little bit of cloud, you know, around the valley. And so sunrise this morning is spectacular. And C, what was it? Oh, C. Oh my goodness, C is the big one. You guys know, don't say anything because we'll get in trouble. You guys know we have a really, when they say major concert announcement, this one's a major concert announcement. Here's what's funny. Is it out there? A lot of times these big ones, you know, everybody knows. By the time the announcement comes around, And they and much love to our friends at Live Nation and, you know, and everybody else too, AEG and everybody else who wants to do a big announcement and don't say anything, you know, or until the appointed time. It's something I've been in this business a long time. It's always been that way. With social media, sometimes stuff leaks. Have you seen leaks? I haven't seen any leaks.
Nothing. I've seen nothing. And I scour the internet. Nothing.
So I'm here to tell you right now, this is a major concert announcement. You're most likely going to be very interested in it. And the very, very first pair of tickets available in Las Vegas, we will give away. So the announcement comes at 7. We'll give away tickets on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown at 7:10. Bobby Gray, who I know she's only won once, but didn't you get a feeling about her yesterday?
Oh, she was coming in hot. Mm-hmm. She was ready.
Yeah, another one of those Terminator types that just like she was just bulldozed her way through. Mm-hmm. And she's our new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. If you can take her down, you'll get the very first pair of tickets for this major concert announcement. I'll tell you this much. It's an Allegiant Stadium show. You know what I mean? And you're not doing that if
you're a nobody.
Yeah, if you're only going to sell 2,500 tickets, you're not booking Allegiant. not for that. So we got all that to look forward to. Tuesday morning, Chet Buchanan Show. Let's go. Before we get into this, Michaela, this is really funny. 16 days until Toy Drive. It's 2 weeks from Thursday. It all starts at NV Energy, West Sahara, just west of Jones. Y'all know the drill. But, and this is good news. I think this is a good thing. That perhaps there will be many people. I've always said, I think we're just scratching the surface on this thing.
Oh, sure.
That literally we think everybody knows. And you know, and anybody who's involved with Toy Drive or that's your family tradition, everybody thinks, oh, everybody in town knows about Toy Drive. Mm-hmm. I think nobody knows.
Yeah.
And my God, we've got to spread the word somehow, some way. Mm-hmm. So everybody, that's your job for the next 16 days. And I mean, everybody listening, spread the tingle. Do a social media post. Show if you go out and buy stuff for Toy Drive or whatever. Talk to your kids about Toy Drive. Just put something up on social or, you know, whatever. But I'm excited. This is that point where you go, man, I don't know how this one's going to turn out.
Yeah,
you never know. You just never know until it. Everybody goes, well, of course you'll have. No, we don't know.
Yeah,
and you don't know. You don't know who's bringing what until they do. And so it's a little freaky, but the Lamborghini people, I was very happy. The Lamborghini people checked in yesterday and they wanted to make sure that they could still drive their cars all the way into Toy Drive.
Very good.
Adrian, I did not check with you, but I told them yes. If that's
100%, we'll make space. We'll make room.
And last year, I'll tell you this, the Las Vegas Aces, really, they looked around like, whoa, we had no idea. And so I've been told bikes. I've been told they're coming with bikes. So
yes.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Listen, I'm always excited, but I have a question for you. I just want to understand the logistics behind going to the bathroom because you don't come downstairs at all. Do you? Where'd our guy go? He's like, I'm done. I'm done with this conversation. I'm done with all of it. I said what I needed to say and I'm out.
Well, apparently he went to go use the bathroom. Like
he's like, you know what? You take over now. I will tell you though, we did a post, Adrian, the other day about Toy Drive. And so many of the people that I like grew up with, know and love, were like, oh my God, this is your first year. Like, this is crazy. You're a part of it. And I was like, I know you. I've really got an impression.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
So, Michaela, you know people have done pranks where they mess around with phone scammers to waste their time because they're calling to waste your time. Right?
I love it so much, yes.
However, the problem still exists that your time is being wasted so that you can waste their time. AI, which we're finding, you know, reasons to
really okay like it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, honestly, to love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
AI may change all of that. There's a company in the UK that's created an AI grandmother bot that will just talk to phone scammers and waste their time because they're trying to get the old people, right? So they're like, hey, yes, we'll meet you at your own game.
Oh, I'm such a girl for justice. And I hate, my grandmother actually did get scammed by a phone scammer. Thank God she has so many grandkids that we stopped her. But I would love for them to get payback.
So the bot is named Daisy. AI, capital AI in the middle of Daisy. And the voice mimics an older person who basically just leads the phone scammers into meandering, fruitless conversations. If the scammer is able to hang on long enough to insist on getting personal information like bank details and whatnot, Daisy will play along.
Oh my God, what does she do?
Just gives them fake numbers and whatnot.
I love it so much.
Sadly, it's not anything you can that you can buy right now. The company that created it is a phone, you know, mobile phone operator, and they put numbers leading to Daisy on a lot of lists that scammers use for leads. Uh-huh. So you can't do it. They're just already doing it.
Love it.
So if it pops up as a scam thing, Daisy is going to answer and just mess with them basically on your behalf.
Thank you, Daisy.
You're welcome, America. Thank you, Daisy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
I can tell you with me out there.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
That Usher song just practically begs you to sing above your talent level, doesn't it?
No.
You know what I mean? Like when you're in the car, everybody's like, this is what you do. You know, everybody's like singing, going on these runs, like imagining themselves on stage. Oh, yes. I can sing that song.
That song was a bop. I kind of forgot. And then it's so nostalgic because you're like, oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. And everybody's still in the afterglow of the show the other night. So it was, you know. Which is funny too.
Oh, for sure.
Which is funny too because, you know, the residency has been here. It's not like you haven't had opportunities to see him, but there's just something about the tour stop, you know? Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. You ready for a big announcement? Y'all ready? Hang on. Do I have some sort of. Yep. Here we go. Yes.
Yeah, make it official.
The old school. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an official concert announcement. Are you ready? Tickets go on sale next Tuesday at noon. Tickets go on sale next Tuesday, November 26th at 12 o'clock, high noon, for Post Malone and Jelly Roll, the Big Ass Stadium Tour. That's its official name. The Big Ass Stadium Tour. At Allegiant Stadium, Saturday, May 3rd. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. Okay? Get ready. That's going to be
insane because, you know, Jelly Roll and his wife, Bunny, met in Vegas, and she's a hometown girl, and she's said so many times, it is so overwhelming in a good way. When we come to Vegas, mm-hmm, everyone wants to come. They're going to get a lot of love here.
Cinco de Mayo weekend?
Ooh, oh, God, I didn't even think about that.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yes. I don't want to say, you know, get ready for a second show. And out. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can.
Can you?
Yeah, oh, now boy. That you said it, they're going to. I'm sure.
Well, first things first. Let's do this one. Saturday, May 3rd. But oh, my God, Adrian, you're so right. Cinco de Mayo weekend with Post Malone and Jelly Roll. No one will be drunk at that show. Not a single person.
No
one will be. Everyone will be very well behaved so they can go to church the next morning.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Amen.
Oh, it kind of goodness. Is like going to church when you see Jelly Roll, though. They make a whole thing of it.
Yeah, right. You've already taken care of it. So here's the deal. We have the very first pair of tickets available for that show. And we will give them to you, potentially, if you are today's champion for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. That is coming up in less than 3 minutes from right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
I'm super excited about this one today. I'm excited every day for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Yeah, but you're super pumped about this one.
Yeah, the Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets, man. This is big. Oof. It's huge.
I know.
And, well, literally, the big-ass stadium tour. What it is. I want a t-shirt just for that.
Uh-huh.
Allegiant Stadium, Saturday, May 3rd. Tickets go on sale next Tuesday at noon. Just announced. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. Bobby Gray of Aliante, our new champion. And who knew what type of firestorm you were stepping into, huh?
Oh, the pressure. It's real.
Uh-huh. It's on now. But you got it, Bobby.
I got it.
Yeah, we're not so worried about you. Who is our contestant today, our competitor, our challenger?
That'll be Carrie Pressler, Hendertucky.
Oh, Hendertucky moved, finally shows up again. Hendertucky's right up there at the top of the leaderboard. They're in fifth place right now, tied with Aliante, six wins apiece. Oh, my God, on top of everything else. To find out who will be in fifth place all alone, will it be Hendertucky? Will it be Aliante? Make sure that you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you, because you may think that you got in first, but it might not always work out that way. While Adrian and I are straining to hear who buzzes in first, and then Michaela goes, oh no, it was that one. Yeah. First one to three wins. Everybody, good luck. And your quizmaster is the one and only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Our very own Adrian interviewed this artist who will appear on The Voice tonight as Gwen Stefani's advisor. He also just announced he's having a baby with Megan Fox. What's his name?
Carrie.
What's the answer?
Machine Gun Kelly.
It's MGK. Pow! And the challenger strikes first.
Which Kardashian just said, who needs a boyfriend when you have a new Tesla robot?
Ooh, Bobby.
Bobby will take a swing at it.
Chloe.
Was it Chloe?
No.
Carrie, would you like to steal?
Sure. Kim?
Is it Kim? It is, yeah, Kim. It is. Oh, boy. Carrie, two. Everybody else, nothing.
This A-list actor says it's highly unlikely that AI will take over movies, and his ex, Jennifer Garner, agrees. What's his name?
Carrie. I think Bobby got in first.
That would be Ben Affleck.
That would be Ben Affleck, wouldn't it? Now, if the ex is Jennifer Garner, who else would it be? Carrie's got two. Bobby's got one.
Beyonce and Jay-Z's daughter covered herself in kisses to attend Sabrina Carpenter's concert. Carrie. What is her name?
Bobby.
Carrie for the win.
Is it Blue?
Is it Blue? Well, we knew what you meant. It Blue Ivy, to be exact. We've got a brand new champion.
Wow.
Carrie, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Bobby, did the pressure get to you?
It did.
No.
I'm sorry, Bobby.
It's fine.
All right.
Congratulations. Well, call it again.
We'll see you at Toy Drive. Thank you so much.
Yes, sure will. All righty. Bye.
Bye.
All right. See you soon. Well, Carrie, what was your last name again?
Chrysler.
Congratulations.
Carrie Chrysler of Hendertucky. That gives Hendertucky their seventh win. They move into fifth place. Oh, no. You move into fourth place, tied with Centennial Hills. Oh, my God. And you get the very first pair of tickets in Las Vegas for Post Malone and Jelly Roll, the big-ass stadium tour, Allegiant Stadium, Saturday, May 3rd, courtesy of Live Nation. Congratulations.
Go, girl.
Our brand-new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I got bad news and I got good news. Which one you want first?
Oh, God, give me the bad first.
I'd rather say good news than bad news.
Well, then why give me the choice, you little naughty boy?
No, I mean, I'd rather say good news and then bad news, as opposed to saying bad news and good news. I should say good news. So, Michaela, I have good news and I have bad news. Which do you want first? You still want the bad first?
Yeah.
Pete Davidson might be back in rehab. And I don't know why that hurts my feelings so much. It just does. It
hurts my feelings too. He's really, really funny and very talented. And I feel bad about his story about his dad. It's crazy.
However, well, yeah. And that started, that went, it lost his dad on 9/11. That goes way back. Now this is coming out of the Sun tabloid in Britain. They're not always super reliable. Do you know that he was dating a girl from The Bachelor?
No.
Maria from The Bachelor, he had a secret romance and an equally secret breakup with Maria Georges from The Bachelor.
Not a big Bachelor girl, but happy that made the Sun.
I'm not a big Bachelor girl either. so-called source says he checked into rehab in Florida fairly recently, flew in on a private jet. He's in pretty bad shape this time around, not in a good place.
Yeah, man, that's really sad. I will say good news. He checked himself into rehab and is still asking for help and receiving it. So that's all you can ask for.
All right. Well, good news. We're 16 days out from Toy Drive. 16 days from Toy Drive. 2 weeks from Thursday. Everybody start getting focused, man. It's getting to it. 42 trucks. If we're going to do one more bike, 7,775 bikes, although I will tell you. So last year, Michaela, it was interesting. And if we're going to do one more dollar in cash and gift cards, $802,390 in cash and gift cards. Mm-hmm. Last year was the first time that we've ever gone over 800,000.
Wow.
2 years ago was the first time that we ever went over 8,000 bikes.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
The difference, and it literally came down. It flips almost exactly. Somebody last year did cash instead of bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore the cash number was higher. The bike number was lower. It was almost exact. So we need to push. We just literally need everybody. And here's the thing. You're going to hear a lot about, you know, people making big donations. You don't have to do that. We literally just ask for one toy, one bike, $1 in cash and gift cards. And if we could just get a few more of you on board,
Your friends, tell your family, make a post about it. It's the right thing to do.
75 charities signed up in, I want to say it was 3 hours. Literally. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's amazing.
Yeah. And we'll end up, it usually ends up being around 100. That's, you know, and people, do we need all that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Every bit of it. Every last bike goes out the door. Yeah. What do you do with the extra bikes at the end of it? There aren't any.
Yeah.
Every last bike goes out the door. Every last toy goes out the door. And every last dollar gets spent.
You know what, though? I love that you do this for our community. There's so many
this is we.
We, but I, you know, there's so many toy drives and things that do for people all over. And this is so for our community, for the people here in Vegas. Yeah. And I love that being from here. I think it's really important.
The Vegas holiday tradition is the 26th year that we've done this. And it all starts in 16 days. Coming up next, the 177 second survey. What do we have for you today? $100 gift card to WSS. Yeah, that's what I thought. A $100 gift card. To go do some shopping at WSS, get some shoes for the holiday. I love this 177 second survey today. And we'll get into it in about 10 minutes. Hang on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listen to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Okay, that's not good. I just go, Adrian, what are you laughing about? And he goes, I'm making behind the scenes content. Oh, great. Now
what
do we
does
have
that
to worry?
Mean?
Yeah, now do we have to worry about you like, I'm making love. Are you going to embarrass us?
Everything in this show is recorded from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m.
There's also a pretty large amount of trust.
Of course. I'm never going to put you guys in a bad situation. Of course not. That's not me.
He clutched his pearls, ladies and gentlemen. This man literally touched his chest, clutched his purples, and said, that's not me.
I never do you dirty, dog.
Never,
I'm with you. I'm your dog, dog.
Yes.
Okay, but we may have different definitions of dirty.
They're going to say dog.
Go ahead, say it.
No, it's okay. My soap is clean. I'm going to make sure everybody's clean around me. All right? I'm not going to have anybody out here looking crazy.
And I'm not ashamed of any. I'm not ashamed of anything, but we were, Michaela and I were just having a conversation about intimate grooming products. And
well,
you know,
it wasn't that intense. I like use all of Lisa's stuff, like her razor, and she's like, stop, Michaela, that's inappropriate. I'm like, can I use your eyebrow eyeliner? Just like using your partner's stuff when they say no.
Where does it end? Deodorant?
No, I use that too. Listen, and I know that people are disgusted.
Toothbrush?
Yeah, we had this conversation. I've used her toothbrush and she's livid. And then people are disgusted. I don't even want to admit it because I know I'm gonna get the DMs that people are like, you are so gross.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, I do. Okay, I've done it. Big whoop. I've been together 10 years.
Done it.
Okay.
Done it like a lot? Is it consistent?
Not like I have my own toothbrush, but like if I'm in a bind.
Well, of course. No, and if you're in a bind, you, and by the way, by in a bind, meaning that you can't find that you
don't
can't
ask
find
for specifics.
Yours.
Your, I don't
in
ask
your trashed
for specifics,
bathroom.
Chat. Do not ask for details. I just said in a bind, maybe. 5 a.m. Leave it,
leave it there. Leave it at that. All right, good. Let's do the 177 second survey. 702-364-9898. In theory, three questions, 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes. That's 177 seconds. A $100 gift card at participating WSS locations. I don't know any that aren't participating, but I suppose you got to say that sometimes. So if you want to, I'm not going to lie. I'm very excited. I'm very proud of the content in the 177 today. So please join us if you would. 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
In the 177 second survey. Adrian.
Hey, we have Judy from Summerlin.
Hey, Judy.
Judy.
Good morning.
Hi. Now, you know, I always have to ask this question. What part of Summerlin? You'd say it's Summerlin's too big now. You can't just say Summerlin because that covers a lot of ground. What part of Summerlin?
The first Summerlin ever in the Northwest.
Oh.
Okay.
OG Summerlin. I like
old
it.
Old school Summerlin. Old.
Yeah. OG Summerlin. I love all of that. Your 177 second survey starts right now. A woman shared on Reddit. She didn't want to go to her friend's all-vegan Thanksgiving meal, which is kind of funny because, so if you found out that you were invited to an all-vegan Thanksgiving meal, would you go?
No.
Really? I got you.
Yeah.
Michaela, you going?
I did go, and I was miserable, and I'll never do it again.
Adrian, you going?
Absolutely not.
That's really funny.
Are you going?
Oh, yeah, but I can get turkey anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, I'll find, like, when my... I have friends who are vegan, and I'm vegan, vegetarian, whatever the distinction is. But my buddy always goes, no, I could find something to eat. I'll find something. Don't worry about it. And he's like, I can miss a meal. It'll be fine. Like, I could leave after and go do whatever, you know, whatever it is that he does.
Yeah, but it's Thanksgiving. It's special.
It's interesting.
That's right.
It's interesting. All right. Would you... Oh, if there was no turkey, and I know you said that you were a turkey girl, but if there was no turkey, what is your substitute?
Honey glazed ham.
Yes.
49% of Americans say they're fine if it's ham. And that weirded me out. I couldn't see it. Michaela, what is your substitute if there's not turkey?
Ham. I'm into it.
It's ham. Adrian.
Ham.
It's got to be the prime rib, baby. The add-on is Harry's Downtown Prime. If it's not turkey, there better be a prime rib.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Prime rib is for Christmas.
Oh.
Can't we do both? I would do both. I'm not that crazy about turkey, but okay. But I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, this week may be a huge week for online shipping. This they wanted a relationship rehab, but I don't know. This week will be a huge week for online shipping. I think my wife may be going overboard. She hasn't been bringing a lot of packages home, but I know that she's buying stuff because I see it on the credit card. I think she's having everything shipped to a different address, probably her friend's house. Do you have a secret shipping address?
No.
No, but I thought this was fascinating. That you have it delivered to your friend or whatever. Michaela, do you have a secret shipping address?
No.
Would you tell me if you did? Blink twice if you have a secret shipping address and you don't want to tell me.
No.
She's not blinking. Okay. Adrian, do you have a secret shipping address?
Yes, multiple.
Really?
Mm-hmm. For gift purposes.
Why are you looking at me like we're in, our lives are in danger right now? He's like, why are you asking me about my business?
that's fantastic. Smart though, for gift purposes. Yeah, that's so smart.
And throughout the year?
Yeah.
You know.
Do you have a burner phone too?
No burner phone. That's a past life.
I really want to have a burner phone. I don't know why. I don't know what I would use it for, but I really want to have a burner phone, and I really want to have a burner social media account. I really do. And you know why I don't? You know why I don't? It's because I'm afraid I'll get caught. By who? I don't know. I don't know who I would get caught by.
You're just afraid.
Especially the burner social media account, I'm afraid I would be exposed. Because I'm just dumb enough to leave myself open on something like that.
Yeah, because you'll leave a comment thinking you're leaving it as yourself, and you'll leave it as the burner, and then they'll be like, Chet, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Clown. And they'll be like, it's a burner account. Oh,
uh-huh.
Nothing he says is true. You know how the world works. Enjoy your $100 WSS gift card. And we'll see you at Toy Drive.
Thank you so much, Chet, and I will see you there.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
There's a stranger in the Christmas pictures. What? Who is this mysterious? So my question to this, and we'll give you a little more context in a few minutes. Is this a big deal? Are the Christmas pictures a big deal? Because on one hand, I'm like, absolutely, yes, it's a big deal, and that dude should not be in them. And then on the other side, it's like, well, is it? So maybe a little guy. That's really what they're asking, too. A little guidance on this relationship rehab.
Oh, yeah.
Holiday edition coming up in just moments.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess why you with me out there.
Welcome. to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, relationship rehab with a pair of tickets to go see Lotto at Brooklyn Bowl on the first night of Toy Drive, which is 16 days away.
Woo!
Thursday, December 5th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation for the free tickets. Yeah, Toy Drive, 16 days. It's just bizarre to me.
Unbelievable.
Thanksgiving a week from Thursday, Toy Drive 2 weeks from Thursday.
I'm so excited. I've already started. I ordered 3 thermals to put underneath my clothes. I'm going to be so ready to give you everything you need in warmth.
I got Michaela gloves and she basically told me to back off.
Shut up. No, I didn't.
It was all, you know, it was one of those, it was funny because Michaela thought that I was talking about her ability to do Toy Drive, and I was just talking about her ability to stay warm at Toy Drive, and we were exchanging, and you know, that's why I don't, listen, I know texting is the way to go. Texting is the way to go because sometimes I don't feel like doing a phone call. But sometimes phone call is good because you never know.
You need the tone. It's the tone. And if you don't want to call, make a voice note. Those voice notes have saved me from many a conversation while still getting points across.
That's the way to go. And I should have done that. Hey, dude, bought you gloves. Okay, I'm on the lookout for, you know, base layer. Or whatever, I should have done that.
Yeah. Well, thank God for you, because I'm ready and I'm excited.
No, you're on your own. I'm taking you at your word.
No, you give me those gloves right now.
I bought you the thin ones and the big heavy ones.
Thank you. Seriously.
All right. Relationship rehab. Let's do this.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, Lotto tickets, caller number 25, 702-364-9898. I just saw the expensive looking professionally done Christmas photo one of my ex-wives posted on Facebook. I don't know why one of my ex-wives struck me as funny, but it did. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm truly not judging. I'm not. It just seemed funny to me.
Oh, it's funny. And it's on Facebook. Like what a way to see it.
So the picture consists of my ex, says Jeremy, my ex, her husband, and my kids. I noticed my son had his arm around a girl I didn't recognize. Upon further investigation, turns out she's his new girlfriend. Now I am troubled by this, says Jeremy,
mm-hmm.
because A, he's 15, she's 17. Good for you, dude.
Oh, cougar.
And B, they've only known each other 2 months. Chet, I know you get what I'm saying, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your listeners. Hey, don't get pushy over here, Jeremy. Maybe that's why you've got multiple ex-wives. You're just telling everybody what to do.
Bossing everyone around.
Yeah, bossy. Is it okay to have my 15-year-old son's 17-year-old girlfriend, in this year's professional Christmas picture? And again, 2 months. Is that enough? So my thing was, no, Christmas picture. So here's my guess. My guess was the answer was no.
Mm-hmm.
And the juice wasn't worth the squeeze as far as the fight goes. You know what I mean? Like, fine. Have your stupid girlfriend that's not even going to make it to Valentine's Day.
Not your stupid girlfriend.
You know what I mean? Have her great.
Uh-huh.
Have her in the picture. Fine. Or is it just not that big a deal?
Oh, I have such a clear opinion on this.
Okay, good. Good. And if you do as well, or if you just want Lotto tickets, call 702-364-9898. Relationship rehab is on right now.
3, 2, 1, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
What'd you say, dude? Where are we going first?
Are we going with Coco?
You want to go with Coco first? You want to just call her 25?
Yes,
sir. Let's go.
So, Coco, The boyfriend has brought the girlfriend in on the holiday pictures, the professionally done Christmas photo. Now, for the record, can we all agree? Can we all stipulate that this is none of Jeremy's business? You know what I mean? It's none of Jeremy's business. This is his ex paid for the Christmas photo. When it butt out, dude. Literally. Can we all agree to that? Coco, yeah. Can we agree to that?
Yes.
Adrian's shaking his head no. You can't agree?
Because we're talking about his son taking a photo with his girlfriend. If they're both in the picture and it's just them solo, if it's something to do with my son, I could.
That's your business.
I can put my input.
You know what? That's a good point.
It's the family photo. It's the family photo.
Okay. Well, then if it's the family photo, then I can't say nothing because that's his side of the family. That's not
right.
Mine.
Right. So that's why I'm saying, yeah, it's the ex, one of Jeremy's ex-wives. It's the ex, her husband. And he said, and my kids. And then the son has his arm around a girl that he didn't know.
Yeah, but let me speak for toxic fathers. I'm going to throw my input anyway, even if it's not needed. So, yeah, I'm just be honest.
It's always needed, my friend.
Yeah, and your dad. Dude.
I thought you had more. I thought you were going
to. No, I'm just saying, like, as a rant. If I put myself in that position.
Sure.
I would still say something, even if it's me being nosy and it's none of my business. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm toxic.
Be honest. Do you know how often, Coco, do you know how often I'm wrong on this show and nobody says anything? And I'm like, no, I want you to say something. So there's my point, Adrian, is there's room for all sides. There's room for all opinions, no matter how right or wrong you may be. Mm-hmm. You know?
Thank you.
Fire it out there. That's the beauty. We live in America. You say whatever you want. As long as it's not the F word. I think we can get away with a lot.
It's our safe space, Coco. It's our safe space.
So, Coco, is it okay? Jeremy wants to know, is it okay to have his 15-year-old son's 17-year-old girlfriend in the professional Christmas picture?
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you, Coco. Okay, good. I thought we were just getting a yes out of you, and that was it. You weren't going to explain.
No, I think so. I mean, I think that there's a time and a place for everything. And I think that that's just the time in somebody's life. And no matter what's going on, I think, you know, it should be documented and they're going to look back on it someday and be like, oh, that worked out or it didn't. But it's still a time in their kid's life.
I was super wishy-washy, and now I've made a decision now. All right, Coco, hang on 1 second. Let's get your lotto tickets for Brooklyn Bowl. Lupe, is it okay? Lupe, I got you. He spelled a Lupa on my screen, so I didn't know. I'm sorry. Lupe, is it okay?
Yeah, sure. If it doesn't work out, it'll be a lesson learned. That'll be up on my living room. And now he's going to have to say that to the next girlfriend.
That's what I was thinking too. I think it's fine just for the comedy because, you know, how do you gotta, who's this? You know what I mean? The next girlfriend coming through. Who's
my
this?
Staring at me right now.
Yeah. And you'll all have a great laugh over it later on. Hey, remember when you threw a fit that we weren't going to let your girlfriend in the Christmas picture? Remember how you threw a fit? We ended up doing it anyway. And then you were broke up by New Year's.
Yep, that'll be great.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Do we know, Adrian, is there anything different? Samantha or Lisa got anything different?
Samantha says just no, flat out, that no, she shouldn't be in the photo.
Period.
Let's
yes.
talk to Samantha. No, Samantha, no. Why is it no?
Bring some sense, Samantha.
Because this is what I do. When my kids were younger and they had a girlfriend, this is what we did. We didn't put them in our family picture, but we put them in our second family picture. So that Christmas, their picture was up. Now, when they broke up, we didn't help to put that picture up, but we put all our other family pictures up. See?
Oh, that's really smart.
Yes.
You know what? I'd make him pay for it.
Yes. And then he can also take a picture with just her on the side. And then he can have it for his little memoranda or whatever. But honestly, you don't put somebody at age 15, put their girlfriend who's probably more experienced than him, probably going to get him in trouble later on down the road.
Yes.
I love that you got this whole conspiracy figured out. That's awesome.
With her. Yes.
Yes. He's only 15. She's 17, more experienced later on down the road. She, you know what I mean? Okay. So you just don't put them in the major family picture. No, you could put them in a smaller picture and put it up for that Christmas. But honestly, I would not. This year, every year, I still do the same thing. I have none of my son's wives or my daughter's
husbands
in our family picture, but we all have one together, and we all have one with just me and my kids.
Yes.
But not even when they're married?
No.
No.
Wow. You said something that's really that I want to come back around to. Michaela, can you add anything else onto that?
Just the fact that my nephew's 15 and my sister's been preparing for their pictures, holiday pictures, and I know she would never put up with that. I say no, no, no way. And the dad does have a right to be concerned because he hasn't met this girlfriend, but she's like serious enough to be in a family photo. It's a big no for me.
Let's grab Lisa really quick before we wrap this up. But I want to go back to a point that Samantha made that it crystallized this for me. I am officially on the no side, and I don't care about your additional pictures. If you want to go do some other thing later, fine, and I'll tell you why. But Lisa, you have something else you want to talk about.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, yes, yes. And that last woman on the phone about not having her son's wives in their Christmas picture, they're married. That is horrendous. I just lost it there. But anyways, yes, yes, yes. First of all, this mother probably just said, you know, to avoid the problems of a fight for Christmas pictures, said, yeah, put her in. This girl's not going to be around past Valentine's Day, like you said. So who cares if she's in these pictures? These are just pictures that she put on Facebook. So what? And Jeremy needs to mind his own business and stop stalking his ex-wife on Facebook for Christmas.
That's true. Yes, that's true.
And second of all, why is Jeremy concerned at all? Obviously, his son is not concerned enough with this girl to tell his father about her. So she's not that important if he's not telling his father.
Here's the interesting thing, too, is that maybe Jeremy doesn't talk to his kids very much. You know what I'm saying? So it's
lots of ex-wives. So this could be true.
The thing that Samantha said that really kind of pushed me over the edge. These are family photos. They're family photos. She's not family. She's the girlfriend. She's family. And then I'm with you, Lisa, on that thing too. Yeah, no, my wife is family. My wife is going to be in this picture. Now, if you just want to show if you just want to show mama and her cubs, you know, that's a totally different thing, but a family picture is family. And this little girl ain't family.
Right.
Yeah, but to clarify for Samantha, she's not wrong with having the family. I think she said she has the family photos and then it's just her with her sons, which happens quite a bit too. I even do it with my mother-in-law. She has the photos with her kids and then we all get in and then you have all the different types of photos.
I don't know. Who's paying for that,
though? She could have some with her son. I get that she could have one with her son, but the family picture, the wives have to be it.
Yeah, it's family. Yeah. It's real. It's real. Honest to God. It's real. Honest to God. Family. But again, have you been to the Target photo studio? That stuff's not cheap. I'm just saying, it's not cheap. Michaela, you're just out there taking all kinds of pictures.
I'm taking
Who's paying for that.
You
Who's
are
paying for that. Relationship recap. You can't.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
16 days till toy drive. Looking for 42 trucks, 7,775 bikes. That'd be one more. $802,390 in cash and gift cards. We found out earlier this morning that Michaela was not aware that it's not just... We're not just saying it. I literally stay on top of the 30-foot scaffold all 12 days. I've never even touched those stairs.
That's crazy to me. Everything is done. Wow. Yeah, my biggest concern was how do you go to the bathroom? But the porta potty, you just stay up there.
We used to, before we got the shift pod, I sleep in a thing called a shift pod. In fact, if you want to know specifically, look up shift pod 2 when you're just browsing the internet later when you should be working.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shift pod too. It's really, they're really cool. It's better than my first apartment. And I have no problem. I'm like, look, we've done this 25 years. I don't mind being a little bit spoiled and having like a structure as opposed to a tent.
Sure.
Which is, you know, it's kind of a good thing. Especially if it gets windy or starts raining, this thing will take wind up to 100-some-odd miles an hour, and it's waterproof.
That's crazy.
Although it's got a few years on it now, so I don't know how waterproof it still is. But last year we survived the bit of rain.
Yeah, I'm just excited to see it all go down. I feel like we've talked about it, we've said it, we visualized it, but to see it like all in real life, in person, seeing people shopping and bringing the toys, I'm really looking forward to that.
And seeing people winding it up. My guy with Superheroes for Sully is well documented. My guys at Academy Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, who are now sending me pictures every day, and they started 4 or 5 years ago. They started, and it was just a little bit, and then they put a barrel out. You know, they said, "Hey, everybody, you know, come on in, and just bring a toy." And then now they come in a significant way, and it's really cool when they come to Toy Drive, because their growth with Toy Drive is also a picture of their growth as a business and the community that they're building. And there's a lot of pride there. There's a lot of pride there. And that's just all part of feeling the tingle, because it's not to make too big a deal out of it. Mm-hmm. I just know this is how people feel. Mm-hmm. That, you know what? You're doing something good. You're doing something for your community. And you're able to give back when maybe you haven't always been in that position.
Totally.
And it's fun. I can't wait. I go back and forth. I'm back and forth between the, "Oh God, we got so much stuff we got to get," and the, "Oh, I don't know if we can pull it off again this year,"
mm-hmm.
or let's go.
Yeah. So, it's a range 16, of emotions.
16 days, Toy Drive coming up. Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, I know you don't feel well. Maybe this will make you feel better. She's got a headache, got a sinus headache. She never gets headaches.
Never in my life. It sucks.
Ugh. Well, maybe this will make you feel better. Focus on Charlie. Okay. Charlie is a 2-year-old golden retriever at Montclair State University in New Jersey. Charlie, and if that's not cute enough, Charlie is the director of positivity, P-A-W-S-itivity, for the school's women's basketball team coaching staff.
Oh, my God.
Charlie's infectious smile and positive energy have contributed to the team's recent success. The women's basketball team is off to their best start since 2016-2017. She always brings good vibes, especially before a game.
I believe it.
Good mascot, great energy. And the coaching staff thinks that with having Charlie around kind of loosens everybody up a little bit.
For sure. So, oh, my God. I turn into putty when I see a dog. It changes me completely in every way.
And golden retrievers are just the best.
The best.
They're just the best and the sweetest and the most fantastic. So director of positivity. See what they did there?
Wow.
With the paws. Got
wow.
it.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
16 days until Toy Drive.
Holy crap. I might just say that on air because that's how I feel.
Yeah, no, it's real. Thanksgiving is week from Thursday. Yeah, and here we are. This story is a couple of days old, admittedly. I desperately wanted to talk about this. I saw it over the weekend, and then here we are on Tuesday. But 4 people in LA facing insurance fraud charges, Michaela, after they claimed that a bear got into their Rolls Royce, a 2010 Rolls Royce, but still, it's Rolls Royce.
Oh, how lame.
That a bear got into their Rolls Royce and destroyed it. Now, we're guessing they got their idea from YouTube because there's a lot of that stuff out there, that people who live, you know, in places where there's bears, and the bears bust into cars and stuff. They claimed that it happened in January during a trip up to Lake Arrowhead, you know. And they had security footage to back up their insurance claim. So they were scamming for money, right? The problem is the footage is what did them in.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you think that? Michaela, what do you think the problem is with
because
this security footage?
Because the only bears that live in L.A. are the gay ones hanging in West Hollywood.
Well, remember, this is in Lake Arrowhead up in the mountains. So
okay, fair.
You just wanted to get that line out, didn't you? I go, I know what's going on here.
No, I really just missed Lake Arrowhead. But okay, we're in Lake Arrowhead, not LA.
The security footage is what did them in, because even though it's from a distance, it's obvious. Go look this thing up. It's a dude in a bear costume, and not a good one. Not movie quality. It's officials launched an investigation called Operation Bear Claw. They looped in a biologist at the California Department of Wildlife who watched the video and said, well, this is clearly a human in a bear suit.
Oh, God.
The scratch marks on the claw also looked a little weird and maybe a little too perfect. It turned out that they'd used metal claws meant for shredding meat. Officials found the bear suit and the... Okay, if you're going to do a scam like that, you got to dispose of the evidence. You got to. They searched one of these guys' houses and found the stuff.
See, I feel like... I shouldn't say this, but it's kind of funny to me, the idea that they like thought this through and were like, this could work. This
that's the whole reason we're doing the story is because it's funny. It's so funny. Stupid. It's funny.
But then it sucks because you got caught.
Now you ready for the stupidest part of this?
Yeah.
As stupid as this is, they'd actually pulled it off twice.
Oh my God.
They'd done it with two other cars, both of them Mercedes. They'd made over $140,000.
Oh, Lord. They got
so that's
greedy.
Why they hadn't disposed of the evidence, because they were going to go get more
do
cash. Two of the suspects are 39. One of them's 32. The other one's 26. I don't know why that's important to me, but it is. They're all facing charges for conspiracy and insurance fraud. I think we should all be ashamed.
Yes.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Doesn't it feel like movies are back? It feels like movies are back.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Even though Red One is struggling a little bit, honestly, I think the problem with Red One is there's all this talk about the movie with The Rock and the, you know, and this and then that. I thought it was is it a Netflix thing or do you go to the theaters?
I think you go to the theaters, but don't quote me on that either, because right? I don't know.
It smelled like a Netflix thing to me, though. So mm-hmm. I'm not really sure where to go see it. And I think once people figure that out, then they'll get there. And maybe they're just waiting for Thanksgiving weekend, you know, or whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, you got your Gladiator 2, you got all this, the like big event.
Wicked
movies.
Is coming out.
Wicked. Yes. Big event movies back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know how everybody loves a good Hollywood comeback.
Sure.
John Travolta in Pulp Fiction, Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
The next one in line may very well be Pamela Anderson.
Oh my God. I know exactly what you're going to say. And I'm so obsessed, Chet. I know.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what you know.
It's getting like Oscar buzzworthy. Mm-hmm. She's in The Last Showgirl. Yep. I saw the trailer. It's about this showgirl who's been in the show for 30 years and abruptly stopped. Yep. And you know, she used Dita Von Teese's, a lot of her costuming, a lot of, because Dita kind of has that show. It looks brilliant, Chet. Oh my God. I hope she wins an Oscar for this.
She's already been nominated for a Gotham Award. There's a bunch of other really good people associated with it, including the granddaughter of Francis Ford Coppola and Jamie Lee Curtis and Dave Bautista. And there's an original song by Miley Cyrus that mm-hmm. we can't wait to hear. The director, the granddaughter of Francis Ford Coppola, said that Pam was really hungry to show her talents, which to me sounds like porn and a poor choice of words. But she really meant it the other way because Pam wants to be legit.
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll get a chance to see it December 13th. It'll open nationwide. Select theaters December 13th. Opens nationwide on January 10th. And I hope they're right.
Yeah.
I do.
I think she's going to win the awards for this one, Chet. You got to see the trailer. It's crazy.
Or we're all getting sucked in by the hype. And, you know, because I don't trust anybody anymore. Ever.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
We might have to swing this back around tomorrow to get some more input on it, like on a first pick or a relationship rehab, something like that tomorrow. Okay. But I wanted to throw this out there because this is, it's interesting. Apparently it just happened moments ago. Melissa went to a coffee shop, apparently just got back in her car and just texted us.
Okay. Love.
She just met a guy at a coffee shop, sort of.
Yay.
She was all caught up in it. And so that's a good sign, I think.
Sure.
Apparently he's a good looking guy. And seems somewhat charming.
Great.
Here's why she's having second thoughts. I know you're looking, she's looking, Michaela's looking at me going, but she was walking out with her coffee. He kind of chased her outside the door. Now, when you say chased, it sounds like running was involved. I'm guessing he followed her out.
Sprinting behind her.
And goes, "Hey, Melissa." Because when they said, you know, matcha latte for Melissa, whatever, pumpkin spice for Melissa,
he was paying attention.
So this is not creepy.
No, I think it's clever and adorable. If he's good looking, charming, and he was trying to ask her on a date, I think that's amazing initiative that he observed, listened to her name, ran out and was like, "Hey, Melissa, by the way."
I like the part where you said he's paying attention because I was leaning towards creepy.
Why would you think it's creepy?
I don't know, man. You don't know him yet. And you're just like, "Hey, Melissa." And it was enough to raise a, and by the way, though, yeah, why can't people love you, Melissa? Come on, man. You know, the guy.
Let this man ask you on a date. We all complain that we don't get asked on dates. And then one chases after you with your name. And you're like, "What?"
She was like, and I think part of this is it all happened so fast. And she goes, this has never happened to me before. And so he literally just said, "Let me give you my number." And she's like, "Okay." And took it. And pow, pow. And then I think she got in her car and went, "What the hell just happened?"
Wait, I also love that he like put the ball in her court. Was like, "I'll give you my number if you feel like calling me. No pressure." I like this guy.
Okay, so not creepy at all, according to Michaela.
No.
I will withhold judgment.
This way,
I don't know. Sounds like maybe he's done this a time or three. I don't know. And then again, who am I to always think that there's something bad happening? Maybe this guy just finally went, "Hey, that girl's way hot. Whoa, the universe just provided me with her name."
Yes, Joy.
Why am I against love? I'm not.
No.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go, Michaela, do you like Reese's peanut butter cups?
I absolutely love them.
It's my favorite thing. It really is.
I'll
eat 1,000 of them. Just however many there are there, I'll eat them.
Same.
If I'm able to. Do you like Reese's Pieces?
No.
Me neither.
Oh my God.
Look at us.
Hi. Look me in the eye and tell me no. We're following.
And you know why? Because they're different. They're different. And one of the Reese's Pieces are creamier than the Reese's peanut butter cups. This whole thing just kind of blew up in my face right here.
Exactly.
I wasn't expecting us to be in lockstep on this. The filling in Reese's peanut butter cups is different than the filling in Reese's Pieces. I've never really thought about it before. But then, yeah, once I read this, then that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Officially, 6 people died in the Great London Fire of 1666. A large portion of London burned back in the 1600s. 6 people died. during the Great Fire. They rebuilt, obviously, they rebuilt London, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, terrible.
There's a monument in London to commemorate the Great Fire of 1666, which, again, six people died in the Great Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Seven people have died by falling off the monument.
So, oh, my God, Chet.
At least seven have died by...
Listen, I'm not laughing because it's not funny. It's just the irony of it all.
Yeah, it's okay to be funny. It's okay. You're not... God. No one's going to think you're a bad person. They know better. They know better. Do you know why soap operas are called soap operas?
No, but I love them.
The old dramatic radio shows from the 20s and 30s, that's where it actually started, soap opera. They were sponsored by Procter & Gamble. They used the shows to plug their soap products.
Oh! And
the term soap opera was born.
I love that.
Take that knowledge and go forth into the world, people. Have an amazing day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian.
We have a lot of new content on the Unlikely Podcast. Conversations with Bianca Belair, Montez Ford, Jey Uso, Cody Rhodes, Liv Morgan, and more. Be sure to check out that Unlikely Podcast on the free Odyssey app. Go subscribe on YouTube and follow me on Instagram at Heavyweight Radio.
And Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And I'll see you tonight at Fontainebleau.
Yeah, you will. And then we'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.